Hi, welcome to Leader Feeder. I'm Suzanne here with Kirk Lankford, and today we are going to talk about how to build a strong employer brand. Mm-hmm. So Kirk, I guess first things first, like what is a strong employer brand look like?
Yeah, so good question. I'll start by defining maybe an employer branding before I worry about kind of what a strong one looks like. Employer branding isn't thinking about logos and taglines and sort of what you see if you buy, you know, Nike, you've got Just Do It and you got the famous mm-hmm. check mark, right? It's not that. An employer brand is more about how employees, those could be current employees or prospective employees, so people who might eventually work for that organization or are interested in working, how they view them, mm-hmm. how they view the organization or their company, right? So it's about what things do they offer or maybe not offer that makes them go, ooh, I want to work for that company. So your employer branding is about what you look like to employees and to prospective employees as a company.
Mm-hmm. And when you say what employees offer or don't offer, you're referring to maybe things like benefits or...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we're talking about benefits, you know, what compensation they offer. It could be what development opportunities they offer. It could just be even the environment. Like, is it a toxic work environment or a really positive, strong work culture? That plays a part into the branding. Because if you have a really negative work culture, you get a bunch of people leaving because of that, that starts to give them, the company, a bit of a bad reputation, and people might hear of that and be a little bit wary about, oh, I want to work there. They might say, I've heard some bad things about working there and I don't want to be part of that.
Mm-hmm. So can you connect employer branding and employee development for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say employee development is a big part, or can be a big part, of employer branding. I think more than ever, employees do expect to be, you know, for their employer to spend time and money and energy developing them, and they expect to, you know, that's an expectation that they might even get time for development during work hours. They might get some options as to what that could look like. So in one company, it might be that we're bringing in a very specific training program that's going to help you with X, Y, and Z. In other cases, it might be more that there's an allowance allowed where you can spend up to X amount of dollars on training, whether it's courses or whatever, and the company will reimburse you for those as long as, in a lot of cases, they'll say something like, as long as you can prove that it somehow benefits the company and your role, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I would say employee development is any and all of those things, and probably really more than that, but it has a big part in employer branding, because if people start hearing about, hey, if you go to this employer, they will invest in you and they will invest in your development. Mm-hmm. That's a really good thing for a potential employee to hear. And an existing employee, it's something that might make them want to stay longer than they might otherwise stay.
Right. Okay. No. So talking about companies, do you have any examples of companies that have already good employer branding?
I do. I did a little bit of research on this one because I wanted to have some really solid examples. So I've got some on my iPad because I didn't want to just try to remember it all. So a couple of examples that I found and wanted to share actually is Bruce Power, which is a nuclear power plant in Ontario, Canada. Mm-hmm. In March of this year, so 2024, they were just named, Canada's one of Canada's best diverse employers for the year and for their fourth consecutive year. So this is a focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
Okay.
So they've had that 4 years in a row. You can imagine that tends to drive strong employee sort of loyalty and also builds their employer branding. So that's just one thing.
Okay.
They've also been named in 2024 one of Canada's best employers by Forbes magazine. They've also been named one of Southwestern Ontario's top employers and one of Canada's top employers for young people. So think about what they're doing.
It's a lot to think about,
it does.
Doesn't it?
That's quite a lot of accolades in a pretty, you know, short amount of time.
Right.
And so this company is really focused on being what I would call an employer of choice. They're saying we want to, do things, whether it's strategies or initiatives or ideas that make people want to work with us and for us.
Right.
And so, you know, you can see that this is sort of paying off, right? Because they're getting all of these external accolades from Forbes magazine and other organizations that are saying you would want to work here. And I think people, when they are looking for a job, I think people are paying attention to this kind of thing and going, ooh, that sounds like somewhere that I would want to work.
Yeah. Wow. Way to go, Bruce Power. How drive something like that?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things you can do.
Right.
I think one of the biggest things that I read about is that they're really big on learning from their own people about what their needs are.
Oh, okay.
So it's coming
Makes
from
sense.
Within. It's not, you know, management saying, well, we think you should do this or we think you need this. It's them saying, this is what we need. This is what we want. And as much as possible, Bruce Power, I think, providing that, right? And that's a really powerful thing.
Absolutely.
When it's kind of from the ground up rather than top down.
A lot of dedication to their team. I
that's
mean,
right.
which is, well, we're talking about employer branding. Yeah that's a lot
that's
of dedication
right.
to their team.
Yeah,
and
that's
finding
right.
out what they like and what they don't like and how to support them.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So I think this is a pretty powerful or maybe compelling thing when we talk about employer branding to think it does matter what sort of initiatives you put in place to make employees go, this is a cool place to work.
It really gives me good feels.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean,
it makes you go,
I kind of want to go work for
Are there any job openings there?
Yeah,
for sure. You know, they're training people on psychological safety and inclusive workplace practices.
Yeah.
They are, you know, doing lots of different programs and initiatives that make people feel included, make people feel valued.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they talk a lot about is this sort of sense of, I'd say, collaboration, this sense of involvement. And that's a big thing because in a lot of companies, still to this day, we see a lot of sort of you're not paid to think, you're paid to do.
Right.
You know, your opinion is valid if you're at if you're high enough in the chain. Otherwise, just do your job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, again, I don't work there, but I think these people are saying, no, let's take people's opinions and ideas and value them no matter what level or who they come from, because there might be some merit there that maybe the management wouldn't have or couldn't have thought of because they're not necessarily always on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're a really great example of a strong employer brand.
That do what you're told kind of situation seems just super stressful, right?
So, yeah,
And when you say that side by side, it just makes
That's
it
right.
think like, oh, wow, yeah, like that would be so stressful.
Yeah.
This seems like so much better. I mean, a lot of hard work.
For sure. Yeah.
I assume there's a lot of hard work
That's
behind
right.
it.
Yeah.
And I think you have another one, yeah?
Yeah, I did, yeah. So the other one is Costco, which lots of people know.
Oh, right.
Way back
yeah.
in the day, it used to be Price Club, but now it's, of course, Costco.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Price that's Club. Right. A long time ago. That shows you how old I am, Suzanne. It was Price Club when I was a kid.
Never
that's
heard
right.
of it.
Yeah. So they were named at one point America's best employer.
Okay.
Like top employer in America, which is, I think, pretty huge because there's a lot of industry, a lot of companies
Absolutely.
In America. And something I read in several articles that I thought was interesting is that it says Costco's values are summed up in the phrase, always do the right thing, even when it hurts. And so they talk a lot at Costco about this feeling like working there feels like you're working almost like your family, the people you're working
right.
with. So there's strong relationships, there's strong ties there.
Okay.
It's not just sort of work and then you go home and it's that's just the place I work. There seems to be this really strong affiliation or loyalty to Costco. They have lots of people that work up the ranks. So they start on the floor, very much working with customers or in a back room or as a warehouse employee. And a lot of their senior management to this day is very much people who rose through the ranks. And I think that's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Now, it's not to say that it's always the right thing to do to hire within.
Right.
Of course, sometimes you need fresh blood and fresh ideas for sure. But I think it probably speaks a lot to the culture because if those people had to work their way up, then they remember what it's like on the floor. They remember their experiences and they might be more likely to try to create a better work environment for the other people that are on the ground, right? That are working on the floor. So that was a really great one that I found. You know, they even have, I read, you know, at the warehouses, their local leaders are told when they're, you know, engaging with their employees, greet before delegating. Greet before delegating. So before you just hand out something for someone to do or, you know, don't forget about that shipment or get greet before delegating. So taking the time to go, hey, how you doing? How was your weekend? What's up?
Yeah.
Remembering that you are working with humans.
Absolutely.
And not just people that, you know, your employees are not a means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Your employees are the company. Your employees are, in a way, the service you provide, right? And so I think Costco really does a good job of that based on, you know, what I was reading and what I've seen before. So that's another great example, I think, of an organization that gets that you put people first, it creates a strong employer brand.
Yeah, no, that all sounds sounds good. Always makes me happy to hear when, you know, companies are putting in the effort to get it done. Because again, it's not easy. You know, there's a lot of things they have to go through to see what your team is doing and assessing how they're feeling and things like that. So say I'm a frontline leader. What impact could I have on my company's employer branding?
That's a good question because I think it can feel, especially in a really large company, you know, with thousands of employees, you might feel a little bit, maybe not helpless, but, you know, what
lost.
Impact could I possibly make as
one
person leading a team of 10 or 15 people?
Right.
But I think that, first of all, you do impact your employees. So if you're managing 10 or 15 people and you're managing them well, they're going to tell 10 or 15 people potentially that this is a good person to work for in a good organization.
Right.
So I think it's about recognizing that even if you're a one-man show or one-person show, or you feel like that in a bigger organization, it still does matter, and you do have a sort of impact in employee branding or employer branding. It's obviously easier if the employer at maybe a higher level does a lot of things to make it better to work for, and then you're sort of just part of that chain of great things. But I really think and not even just leaders, I should say, but any employee, but especially leaders, can have a huge impact on employer branding. Because if everybody is thinking the same thing, and that thing is, how can we make the experience of each one of our team members better? Mm-hmm. And if we're all thinking about that, right? And in the day-to-day, I think we sometimes forget that in the day-to-day, some of the decisions that maybe the higher-ups might make don't necessarily impact us as much as our relationship with our direct manager or supervisor, right? If we get along with our direct manager or supervisor, they're collaborative, they're easy to work with, compared to if they are hard to work with, maybe combative or aggressive, even if the organization's great, working with that tough leader will have, I think, a bigger impact on your dissatisfaction at the job than if you're maybe not working at the best company, but your employer's awesome, or rather your manager is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather work for a great manager a not great company than work for a terrible manager in a great company.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
So I think you sometimes maybe forget or don't realize, but is maybe the better way to put it, how much influence you have as a leader. So it might even be things like, well, greeting before delegating, just taking the time to say, hey, how's it going?
How's their day?
Right? I think one of the things we talk about a lot in our courses, the three biggest things are, we talk about clarify expectations, right? One of the biggest problems that leaders have is that their people don't do what they want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases, you haven't clarified or you haven't explained properly what you want them to do and how you want them to do it. So clarify expectations, involve the team. Ask for their input. Ask for their ideas. I mean, we saw from Bruce Power that they believe that you should get input from everybody. And, you know, they're learning from their people. And with Costco, people working their way up, you can bet that there's people with ground level experience that have become management and are now getting to provide feedback and ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is focus on the positives. And focus on the positives doesn't mean never talk about the negative. It just means let's focus on the positive. Let's make that the thing we talk about the most and spend the most time on. And so I think those three things alone are three small things that any leader can do with their team to increase their company's employer branding, for sure.
That's some great advice. Hopefully our listeners got some tidbits of information. And we will see you next time on Leader Feeder.